You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
At the Posey Parker protest last weekend, Madama Davidson's comments on the causes of violence spun up a controversy in the mainstream news cycles, with party leaders calling for her resignation. But little has been discussed about the source of the video, Counterspin, a local far-right conspiracy disinformation producer previously involved with QAnon and anti-COVID movements. I spoke to Byron C. Clark, disinfo researcher and author of recent book Fear, New Zealand's Hostile Underworld of Extremists, about Counterspin and their history.
I would describe it as a far-right disinformation platform.
Counterspin was at the Parliament occupation in February last year and has previously been enmeshed in the anti-lockdown and QAnon movements here. What have they pivoted to since the general collapse of anti-COVID movements?
So we're seeing a few things. One of them is climate change conspiracy theories, which have been there alongside the COVID conspiracy theories from the start, but are now becoming a bit more prominent. And the big one lately, of course, is jumping on board with this opposition to transgender rights. And we're really seeing a lot of that with the way that they embedded themselves in the Posey Parker demonstration and counter-demonstration last weekend.
The Groomer Panic kind of originally started in the US and a bit of the UK. How has that kind of been imported here so far?
Well, you know, as I said, when America sneezes, the world catches a cold. We see these narratives starting in the United States, and then it doesn't take long before they make it here, especially when you look at the kind of audience Counterspin has, who is, well, just consuming Counterspin, probably consuming a lot of this American content with, you know, similar politics. So I think seeing what was happening in the US with the disruption of, like, Drag Queen Storytime events and so on, it was only a matter of time before groups like Counterspin and some of the others who were involved in this started to try and replicate that here. We've had Drag Queen Storytime events, you know, for years, and it's only really this year, or maybe starting last year, that the performers are starting to get threats, and now, you know, people coming along and actually protesting outside their events.
How were they involved at the Posey Parker protest?
Well, one of the correspondents, Dana Lee, was on stage at the Rotunda with Posey Parker. She's visible in a lot of the photographs and footage from the event there. And then Hannah Alp, or Hannah Spira, who is one of the main hosts of the Counterspin platform, one of the directors of the company, was, you know, trying to get interviews. The one a lot of people have seen is her, you know, approaching Marama Davidson and then, you know, trying to ask a number of gotcha questions about, you know, what is a woman that can men get put in, all this sort of thing. So they are going along to things like this, you know, with the aim of talking to people, getting footage for their platform that they can use as content to further their own narrative.
Is the trend of far-right groups like Counterspin kind of getting so much traction in the news, is that a new trend here?
I don't think it's entirely new. I mean, we've seen disinformation campaigns sort of make their way up into mainstream media and mainstream politics. One example I write about in my book is the campaign against the UN Migration Compact, which started on the far right but quickly spread to, you know, more mainstream right-wing parties, and then through talkback radio especially, as well as social media, you know, began to be talked about, you know, as if this was a mainstream sort of issue that there was a groundswell of opposition to. And I think, you know, what we're seeing now is a similar thing with, you know, transgender rights, where groups like Counterspin are trying to influence that narrative and get their narrative not just among their own audience but into the mainstream. The reality is that New Zealand's actually one of the nations that has the highest support for trans rights. There's a polling done by Ipsos that shows, you know, 88% of us think that transgender men and women should be able to live their lives as they please, which is higher than just about any other country they polled. The only one ahead of us was Vietnam. So New Zealanders on the whole are, you know, very tolerant, very supportive of trans rights. But these small disinformation groups like Counterspin are trying to capture that media narrative to make it look like this is a debate and we're a really divided society over this issue. Whereas, you know, really we're a majority that is, you know, very tolerant and progressive when it comes to LGBTQIA rights, and there's a small group of people who aren't tolerant and are trying to, you know, further their own agenda and use it as the thin end of the wedge to promote a, you know, a larger reactionary political narrative.
Do you think that involvement from far-right groups and the sort of feeding the culture war and trying to push more reactionary politics or kind of conspiratorial politics, is that a issue that will become more pronounced than it has been in previous years in this election cycle?
I think so, yeah. I mean, we saw a fair bit of it in the 2020 election, you know, with a number of different fringe parties pushing disinformation narratives. And, you know, we're going to see that, I think, in this election as well, perhaps less so through political parties, though there'll still be some of that, but probably more so through these sort of alternative media networks like Counterspin and also like Reality Check Radio, the new one that's just been launched by Voices for Freedom, who are promoting a lot of the same sort of narratives, particularly around the transgender rights issue.
You've previously linked Counterspin to the organisation, the New Federal State of China, and the Himalaya Supervisory Organisation, which has been described as a global disinformation network run by Steve Bannon and Go Wingwei. How are they linked?
So when Counterspin first launched, it was on a online platform called GTV, and it was Himalaya New Zealand, who are the local branch of the Himalaya Supervisory Organisation, that had arranged a studio for them and established that link there. So some people have speculated that, GTV or the New Federal State of China was funding Counterspin. I mean, we don't know that for certain. They certainly claim that they're not receiving any overseas funding, but there's definitely that link there in terms of a business link with those companies operated by Guo Wingwei and Steve Bannon. The latest is GTV went bankrupt about a year ago, and Guo Wingwei is now being investigated by the FBI for defrauding investors, which we may find includes a number of people in New Zealand who were, investing money in GTV and other companies operated by Guo. So there's some dodgy links there with some of these international groups that Counterspin has had. And since GTV went bankrupt, they seem to have got closer to the network run by American conspiracy theorist Alex Jones. So Counterspin hosts are now also hosting portions of his InfoWars program. So we're seeing this cross-pollination of conspiracy theories from this country and conspiracy theories from overseas, all in the same online media spaces.
That was Byron C. Clark on Counterspin Media and their presence at the Posey Parker rally.
That was a 95BFM podcast. Support 95BFM with a B-card. Go to 95BFM.com/signup.